Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 24 for Wednesday, August 19th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended mixed on Wednesday as some investors pushed values up heading into the last few minutes of trade. The market was on the heavy side for most of the day. Values in Winnipeg were anywhere from $1.50 lower to $3 higher. November down $1.30 at $473.40 per ton. Sentiment that recent losses were overdone helped to spark the late-day buying. The sharp downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar also supported prices as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. There's also still enough uncertainty about the size of the upcoming Canadian canola crop to keep some caution in the market. On the other side, weakness in Chicago soy oil and soybean futures was bearish. Reports of improving crop conditions and early harvest activities in some Canadian canola fields also weighed on the market, as did concerns about economic problems in China slowing demand from the country. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded. Looking at the U.S. markets, corn futures were mostly firmer on Wednesday, while soybeans were weaker and wheat was mixed. Soybean prices in Chicago were anywhere from 6 to 11 cents lower. November down 10 and 3/4 cents at $8.93.5 a bushel. Improving weather conditions for crop development in U.S. soybean growing regions were bearish. Further downward pressure came from worries about slowing demand from China as their country continues to face economic problems. However, sentiment that the market is oversold now that it's broke below the key $9 a bushel level helped to limit the losses. Corn values were mostly firmer in Chicago. Prices were 1 cent lower to 1.5 cents higher. December up 1.25 cents at $3.78.5 a bushel. Reports that excess moisture caused some damage to corn crops in the eastern U.S. Corn Belt were supportive. A crop tour is pegging the yield in Indiana at about 143 bushels an acre, well below the USDA's current estimate of 158 bushels. The reports that crops in other parts of the U.S. are looking better helped to limit the gains, as did worries about slowing demand from China. Wheat futures were mixed in Chicago as the market was consolidating after recent sharp losses. Prices were 2 cents lower to 2 cents higher, December up 1.25 cents at $5 a bushel. The large global supply situation, good weather for U.S. wheat crops, and strength in the U.S. dollar index were all bearish. On the other side, firmness in corn throughout the day and this week provided some spillover support. Oversold price sentiment was bullish as well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, August 19th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.